Monday night. Yeah. Monday night or Liyud Zayin Tammuz. And we're learning Shar HaKaniyah, Halvavos. And we're up to the last Perek, Perek Asiri. And he's talking about the benefits of Kaniyah in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. And in Olam Hazeh, he says the first one is, again, so much of the Chavis Halvavos is Sefer is focused on Parnasa and earning enough money, because that taka consumes so much of our lives. So Shar HaKaniyah, and really throughout the Sefer, in Shar HaKaniyah Elokim, he really talks so much about people's struggle with Parnasa. People's struggles with Parnasa, and the fact that it consumes so much of their lives, and therefore they have to know how to deal with it, because that's really what the need for money is, what really mostly, as is Hashem, it shouldn't be health, but the need for money is, nowadays, so not always by a long shot, but still I think it's safe to say that Baruch Hashem, nowadays so much of what used to be a health issue is really just a money, and just a money issue. Although, of course, we'd like it to be more. Anyway, so he puts Parnasa as something in, and puts it in its own category, that you'll be accepting of whatever Hashem gives you, and you'll be mistapik b'muat if you have muat, and because you don't have a sense of entitlement. His second benefit in Olam, so you'll be calm. And that's a wonderful thing to do, is to be calm. The second thing is really, it's just an expansion of the first. He says, no matter what happens to him, all the events that happen to him, going. Just move the chair around so we can move back. So the Pagoyim, he handles it. Again, because he has no sense of entitlement. The Onov Sovel Be'ez Chalos HaPagoyim Bo. A few lines down on page Rish Yud Beis. V'sheinu onov ravakas, he gets angry if he doesn't, things don't go his way, he doesn't have patience, because his eyes are bigger than his eyes are a little too big, and he's never satisfied with his matzah, because he feels he deserves more. Ushlishi, that's around the middle of the page Rish Yud Beis. Sheha onov yesh lo chein b'nei b'nei odom, he's naturally liked by people. They don't feel that they're in competition with him. They don't feel that he's, you know, in a one-upsmanship game to be better than them or to push them down so that he can get higher. V'ohuv aleihem, v'korv l'schaberi mohem. Friendly person, a person you could get close to, a person you could connect with. U'lisnaikim in hagosam. U'kvaramu alechad hamalochim. He would walk like maybe not in a regal way, go fast. Right? If you're more gaiva, you walk royally and regally, and you step carefully, and your hands are high in the air. And he's rushing to do what he has to do, and that's what he's concerned with. So how you carry yourself. How did you get so chashuv, so prominent? Omar, he says, the irony is, because my mental attitude towards people is that I see in people milas that I don't have, and I see in myself chisroinus that they don't have. And that's how I think. That's my mindset when I deal with people. I look for something that in which he's better than me, and that's what I focus on. And Mamela, the way I talk to him, and the way I treat him, and the way I deal with him, and the way I relate to him, follows from that. Shemhoya chocha mimeni, omarti, I say, I get into that mode. He knows more Torah, he's more aware of Hashem. V'moya pochos mimeni b'chachma, if quite obviously he's on a lower status of chachma. Omarti, I say, boy, this guy's lucky. Sechesh bono b'yom hadin pochos mimeni, he has less, he's ahead of the game, he's ahead of me, that's for sure, because he has less what to answer for than the yom hadin. Because, you know, he has limited abilities and he understands less and he's aware of less, so he has less to answer for. But me, Levishani Morisi Dvar Hashem, Bemezid, for whom I'm Rebbe Shogay. So again, you know, it says, oh, so what do you mean? You can't win. Yeah, but that's the point. That he, that's someone who is a Baal Kniya, always thinks that way and works at thinking that way. And works on seeing everyone's mila, and works on seeing how everyone is really ahead of him, even in terms of avodas Hashem, in terms of schar, in terms of Gan Eden, in terms of finding ratzon in the eyes of Hashem. V'mo gadol imenu begil, if he's older than me, amarti zerabul zchuyos of mimeni. Again, it's not like he's fooling himself. He finds things. And he relates to them that way. That's the point. And mainly he talks to them that way. And people see that he respects them and he gives them space and he gives them respect and he sees milus in them. And people intuit that that's because it's his body language, it's how he talks to them, it's how he deals with them. So even if they're just older than me, Amarti Zerabul Schuyosa Mimeni. Wow, he has more schuyos than me. V'moy yitzor mimeni, amarti zeo chatov b'chusim, amtay Hashem mimeni. They're both true. They're both true. It's not like I'm fooling myself. I focus on those things. I focus, we had early in Sharak Kniya when he saw the nevela of the dead dog, and he told his Talmidim to look for the, oh, look how white its teeth is. Look what nice teeth it has. And it's a stinking carcass, and it's. But the Baal Kniya doesn't feel superior to anything out there. He feels lowly. He puts himself, because every. Again, why? It doesn't make sense. It's not rational. What's the point? Was he trying to fool you? The answer is, since everything he has is from Hashem, so he feels lower than the carcass of a dog. Because if you're talking about him, what he is entitled to, what he deserves, what he gets a yashikayach for, what he gets a pat on the back for, so there is nothing, absolutely nothing. And about Kniya, okay, you know, this is something to work on. At the ideal state, you're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, Anov Mikol Adam. At the ideal state, you're talking about the guy in the Rambam's apocryphal story that was urinated on and said, you know, good, this is the greatest day of my life. That I didn't feel, the Rambam explains, I didn't feel nifga. I didn't feel a chutzpah. How dare he? Again, you know, you could turn to the guy, if you're able to be objective, then you could turn to the guy and say, you know, that's not something we do. That's not something you're supposed to do. But the Rambam's not talking from that perspective. I'm talking from the perspective of the person it happened to, that he feels, I don't deserve this. How dare he? The Baal Kniya will never feel that way. Baal Kniya says, I deserve anything that happens to me. I'm nothing. V'moya kamosi begilu v'chochma, amarti v'shema matzpunu l'fnei Hashem kashem imeni. I assume, I think, I go into the mode that outwardly we're the same. But inwardly, in his chovos halvavos, he's way ahead of me. Ki yodei ani b'meshek kodem li menachatoim. This is what he said earlier. The Baal Kniya will think about if people are praising him, that he'll think, oh boy, I know what averus I did. I know where I'm holding. I know what, you know, what I do when no one's looking. V'eni yodei ma matzavo, but he's fine. Beini chodel l'chabi deskulam. This is the melech talking again. Not the melech. The person that was the rosh l'bnei dor. I don't stop being mechabed people, ulihi kana lohem, and to look up to them, and to see their milus, and to give them respect and kavod. And ironically, again, if you do it with this in mind, it's not going to work, because your whole attitude, if you do it in mind that you'll become a Rosh Lebnei Dor, like this guy was, it's for sure not going to work, because that's how it is. It doesn't work, because then it becomes obvious that it's just a show, and you're just doing it to get ahead. So, but if you truly mean it, then ironically it becomes a reason to that people look up to you and respect you and want to learn from you, etc. That's a very, very interesting take on that. It's a very interesting take on that. You could say it in the name of the Chavos Halvados, that he's saying being dan lekav schus is a function of kniya. It's a very interesting take. Because you would say that really it's a midah bifnei atzmo to be dan people lekav schus. It's not no geya kniya here. That's in itself. It's a value, and lechayr it certainly is. I don't know if the Chavos Halvados argues that it is, but he puts it here as a hemshech of what he's been talking about for the last 10 lines. That means even if I see someone doing something wrong, but the Baal Kaniya will be down the Kafschus because he wants to look up to that person. He doesn't want to think of anybody as being worse than him. Adarabha, everybody is better than him. So if he sees a guy doing something wrong in your face, so he'll be down on the Kafschus so that he can continue to look up to him. So it's a very interesting take on that chiyuv. I'm not suggesting that the Chavos Halvados holds it's not an independent chiyuv, but it's just interesting that he put it here. Interesting. For Omru, and he puts it together with Vevi Mekabel, is Kolodim B'Seiv Eponim Yofos. Because Yitaka glad to see him, he has what to contribute, he has what to eat, he has what to say, and therefore you smile, you're glad to see him, etc. For Omru have a Shvul Ruach B'Fnei Kol Adam, that's more direct to the point. Shvul Ruach is Kniya. Have a Shvul Ruach B'Fnei Kol Adam. For Omru Lolo Me'odam Rach K'Kone, like a reed, R-E-E-D, you should be soft like a reed, Vali Kosher Ke'erez, and not rough and tough and unyielding and unbending like a tree, like a cedar tree. The reed is the instrument through which lichtavol sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. So that's a Gemara. So that's all the idea of kniya. So those are the benefits of kniya in olam hazeh. The first two really again sort of the same. One's focused on parnosa, one's focused on the ups and downs of life in general, that you can handle it because you don't feel entitled to anything. So you handle whatever happens as what you deserve should happen. Araya, you deserve it should happen. Itaka happened. I don't deserve this. That's the last sentence in the world that the Baal Kaniya would utter. He wouldn't utter it. That's exactly what he's the opposite of. He's the opposite of the sentence, I don't deserve this. And the third benefit is in Benot Machavero, just his interaction with people, he's well-liked and well-respected, and he's seen as someone you can deal with and you can get along with, and so on and so forth. Okay, we'll stop here.